You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is December 6th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Things are getting back to normal on Kitchener City Council. After a month-long provincial by-election campaign, Mayor Barry Verbanovich welcomed Councillor Debbie Chapman back to council, congratulated outgoing councillor and MPP-elect Aisling Clancy, and discussed what happens now.
The vacant seat then can be filled in several ways, including through a by-election or by appointment. Once the seat is vacant, the clerk will bring a report to council at our next meeting following any resignation to declare the office vacant, and council will then discuss steps at a subsequent meeting, which essentially means that is something that we'll be addressing in January 2024.
So, the City of Kitchener has the option of a by-election or an appointment process to fill the Ward 10 seat. City of Kitchener Clerk Amanda Fusco discussed what happens depending on the route taken.
So if directed that they would want to pursue the appointment process, the city clerk would conduct a scan of other municipalities that have completed the appointment process and would report back on what that application could look like in terms of a presentation, an application form, and what the criteria would be. Alternatively, they could agree to proceed through a by-election, and if that were the case, then the Municipal Elections Act would come into play.
Once Clancy resigns and the Ward 10 seat is declared vacant, Kitchener City Council will have 60 days to decide whether by appointment or by election to fill the seat.
So the legislation actually prescribes the timing. So within 60 days after declaring the seat vacant, the city must make a decision. So depending on timing, it could be anywhere between 0 to 60 days to determine whether or not that is an application or that is a bylaw that requires a by-election.
The last regular municipal election was October 24th, 2022, and the next election is scheduled for October 26th, 2026, which is just under 3 years away. In 2022, Aisling Clancy beat Stephanie Stretch for the Ward 10 council seat by 115 votes. Stephanie Stretch, who is known to be allied with the Green Party, was not available for comment, nor has she publicly declared if she will make herself available for consideration. With roughly 3 years still left in the mandate, some residents believe the decision of how to fill the Ward 10 seat should be decided by the electorate. Brooklyn Wallace, who came second to Councillor Chapman in last year's general election, talked to us about the importance of ensuring people have their say.
What I would actually prefer is seeing a by-election, but actually putting in a little bit more resources into making sure that turnout is high, making sure that people are educated about it, putting in effort from the city and making it so that it is a representative portion of the ward actually voting, because things could be different. Like, without having the by-election in Cambridge, how would we know that the voters who voted for the winner who passed away would have voted for the runner-up? It's very possible that people would vote for someone else and not just the runner-up, like we saw in some of the trustee elections. Like, some of the runner-ups were very ideologically different from the people who won, and I don't think that it would make sense to appoint the runner-up when the forerunner and the runner-up were totally diametrically opposed.
Turnout in the Kitchener Centre by-election was characteristically low. Of the 84,770 registered voters in Kitchener Centre, 23,616 voters cast their ballots. That is 27.1% of all registered voters in Kitchener Centre. And that is 15,548 fewer ballots than in last year's general election. Costs may also determine which route the city takes. The city is financially healthy, but a by-election is not a scheduled expense. Already, councillors are looking to other budget line items, such as the final touches to the downtown cycling infrastructure, to fund what they think are underfunded initiatives that residents are calling for, things like traffic calming and trail lighting. In 2019, the town of Huntsville faced a similar situation after their mayor was elected as the area's MP, and after a report noted that a by-election would cost the town around $107,000. Because of that cost, the town council decided to go with the appointment option. City council is likely to declare the seat vacant next week. which would start the 60-day countdown as to when a decision must be made. Residents can delegate to council, and if they are not happy with the final decision, they can file a complaint about council's appointment to their member of provincial parliament. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.